Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass man nach ist, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Er kommt jetzt aus dem Mincha, lechel Shireha, ele Haktir, kommt zu alle Macher. Kommt jetzt aus dem Mincha, so man did Kmitza an dem Mincha, but his Kavana was lechel Shireha, to eat the rest of the Mincha, that means besides the Kaimitz. Oy le Haktir, kommt zu, or to be Maktir the Kaimitz le Macher, after the deadline, literally tomorrow. Moide, Rabbi Yossi bezeh, Rabbi Yossi would be moide in these cases. Shehu pigol, this is a case of pigol, and therefore the chayavin olav karis. If someone should eat this, even if he eats it within the time frame, he would be chayav karis. No chiddush yet, but the Batanuri explains we didn't intend over here to give a chiddush. We just want to be magdim that this is pashit, but here is where there's a machloikis. Now here's our next case. The person that kmitz on the mincha with the kavana, lehakter levainasa lemachar, to be makter the levaina tomorrow. Okay, let's chazer over what we've already learned several times. Regular menachos come with levaina. It's a special substance. It comes from the sap of a tree. It creates an unbelievable aroma. And where do you put it? You put it on top of the flour before kmitz is done. Once we do kmitz and put it into a kli shareis, the pieces of levaina are taken from the top of the mincha and put into the kli shareis on top of the kaimitz. Both are taken to the mizbeach and burnt. So in this case, when he did the kmitza, when the kohen did the kmitza, for whatever reason, he was thinking about burning the levaina, just the levaina, after the deadline. Zakta Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, pasul ve'ein by karis. The mincha is pasul, but there's no karis for eating it. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim Maimrim, pigel, no, this is regular pigel, v'chayav and olav karis. And if someone eats it even before the time, he's chayav karis. What's the machlokes? The reason Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no chayav karis is because the levaina is a matir. It's part of what's necessary to be matir the mincha. And the rule is, according to Rabbi Yossi, de ein matir mefagelis hamatir. Again, both the kaimitz and the levaina are considered permitters. They are matir the mincha. So here's Rabbi Yossi's shita. A matir can create pigel if you have a machshav of chutz lizmanai on the matir itself. So even though the kaimitz is a matir, but if the kain is thinking to burn this kaimitz after the deadline, it's pigel. Where it does not become pigel is if the kain is thinking during the kmitza that is going to be makriv the levaina after the deadline. During one matir, he's thinking he's going to do another matir after the deadline. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's taka pasul, but there's no chiyuv karis for this. It's not regular pigel. What's the shita of the Chachamim? They agree with Rabbi Yossi. They say one matir cannot make another matir pigel. But that wouldn't apply over here, because the Chachamim consider the kaimitz and the levaina the same matir. We explained, physically, the levaina is placed together with the flour in one bowl before we make the kmitza. The kli shareis has in it the levaina and the kaimitz. So just like Rabbi Yossi himself would be maida, that although the kaimitz is a matir, but if during the kaimitz the kain is thinking to be makrevit tomorrow, it's pigel, well, if during the kaimitz, say the chachamim, he's thinking about the levaina, that's like thinking about the kaimitz. It's all in one. It's the same thing. Amrulai. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi, you say, if when he does the kmitz and he's thinking about being makriv de levaina, after this man it's not pigel? Mashana zum in hazavach, why is this different than a carbon, than an animal carbon? Some shechts a carbon, thinking he's going to be makter the amrim tomorrow, amrim is the part that's supposed to go up on the mizbeach, it's pigel. Amalem, Rabbi Yossi answered, well, there is one thing, shazavach, when it comes to an animal carbon, damai upsari, it's blood and meat, the amarav and the amrin, like different parts of the fats and so on, echad, it's all one thing. But a levaina ain't a min mincha. But the levaina is different. The levaina is not part of the mincha, according to Rabbi Yossi. The levaina is burned separate, and the fact that it's in one kli shareis, according to Rabbi Yossi, that does not make it one. So, our Mishnah began by telling us what's pashit. that if kmitza is made with the intent to eat the other part of the mincha, the leftover mincha, or to be makdir the kaimitz after the deadline, everybody holds, including Rabbi Yossi, that it's pigel, and it would be a chi of kardes if someone eats it. The machloikis is, if he's thinking, the kain is thinking, during the kmitza that he's going to be makdir the levina tomorrow. Rabbi Yossi says it's pasal, but this is not pigel. Because the kmitza is a matir, meaning to say it makes the carbon mutter, the levina is a matir, and one matir doesn't make the other matir pigel. Thinking during the kaimitz, they're not going to be makdir the levina after the deadline does not make pigel. It makes it pasal, but there's no chi of kardes. The Chachamim disagree because the Chachamim say, look, Rabbi Yossi, you yourself would be Maida, like the Mishnah began, that if during the Kemitza he's thinking to be Makter the Kemitza tomorrow, it is Pigel. Why? Because it's the same Matir. Well, we hold that the Kaimitz and the Levina are all in the same. They're put into the same Klishares. That makes it one. And just like thinking during the Kemitza, say the Chachamim, to be makter the kaimitz after the deadline makes it pigel, the same is true for thinking during the kaimitz, to be makter the levina after the deadline, that would also make it pigel.